Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Last week, we had frigid temperature and snow. Last night, for at least, a minute or two, we had thunder. Did you hear that, Bill?
Oh, I heard it.
Me and Sip heard it.
Laura goes, was that thunder? I said, I just got in telling her. I go, there's a spattering of rain out there.
Yeah.
Spattering.
Good
word.
Rain.
Good word, by the way. Spattering.
He's getting good.
That's a good word.
He's getting good with his word.
He is.
Yeah. Hey, so it did that on the south side. And the north side.
The north side.
Interesting.
Caston!
It did it.
Yeah.
Both sides.
Drought's over.
Well, or is it that spring is here?
Yeah, I think spring is here. I told the best thing that happened to us was that the freeze out. I mean, just enjoy this spring weather.
I agree with that.
It helped.
If the freeze out.
Yeah. That went on at Shindaddy, 10th Avenue.
Right.
It flooded it.
We got frozen out, didn't we?
Yes.
We made it through it.
Somehow we made it through that.
I was proud that you guys did every show during that period.
I was supposed to hunker down in my house and just not leave. Yeah, it's too cold. Not coming in, guys.
What if we all did that show remote? Just blankets on, sipping on cocoa. Just everything zipped up.
Can't really focus right now. Too cold.
Jake.
Yeah, you guys keep talking. I have to grab my mouse.
Okay.
Yeah, get it.
What happened, Bill?
Well, I kind of wanted Steve to hear this.
Okay, he'll hear it, though. He's listening.
He's listening.
Give him 5 seconds. He's fine.
Yes, you got that. Well, Jake turned into my daughters. This morning, because I like fun with horns. So this morning at 5:30, I'm whipping down. What street is this over here, Jake?
This is 11th Street,
11th
Bill.
Street.
11th Street.
And who crosses in front of me?
Me.
But Jake Sorensen and a brisk walk to the office, and I just lay on the horn.
He did. Boy.
I lay on the horn several times.
Let's say four times, and he held it.
And I held the horn, too. It wasn't just a beep, beep. It was laid on it. Jake did not even acknowledge me.
I shook my head.
He didn't break stride. He didn't do anything. It was just
seriously.
It was just annoying. He was just annoyed. Just like my daughters are annoyed with me all the time.
I like it even more that you do it now.
The difference would be this: when your daughter's here, they've been up for hours. They're probably it's probably the afternoon, maybe morning. It's 5:40 in the morning, and I'm trying.
Did you know it was me, Jake?
Who else could it possibly be that we know loves to honk that would be coming there at the same time as me? I didn't see the truck outside. I wonder who that could be. Yes, without acknowledging and turning my head, I had to shake my head like this.
He didn't acknowledge me. No, he's like, I don't know him.
If you saw my head, you'd see the disappointed shake of the head like this.
I didn't even see that. But
he didn't laugh.
No, there's nothing. Not even like the one hand wave or nothing. The acknowledgement.
My hands were full. I had coffee in one hand, nothing. Water in my computer bag, and I can't wave. I don't have this imaginary third
Fun
hand
with
to
horns.
Wave.
It's possible you rousted some people downtown.
Might have. It's a loud horn.
But maybe they needed to get up anyway.
It was a tight fit over here too. There's only one spot left. That's quite the system that goes on in the parking here. You might pull up one day and there's not a car parked. Next day, every spot's full.
I don't get it.
And you don't know where are these cars. What would have these cars here overnight? What would it be? Now, was there a big party upstairs?
But let's be more grateful. There's always a spot.
There is always. Yeah, we do. I don't ever drive around the block.
No.
No.
And we're right next to the building.
We are.
The part, remember, let's just go back to the 48th and O Street place.
Better say, times.
Can I say 48th and O?
Is 48th and R. Let's go R. with that. 48th. Close enough. Yeah. Okay, R to be technical.
We wondered when they announced this, how would parking be? It's been perfect.
It's been great.
Yeah.
And then our big thing also is, hey, we're extending the show. We're doing that again today, right?
We are.
3 hours. Extend the show. We said we got to get quarters. We don't do that.
No.
Now, the reason.
Good point.
The reason Bill saw me where he saw me, I came from the parking garage. I came from the parking garage.
Yeah.
And I parked there because, number one, it's not negative 12 degrees outside. And number two, I've had a bout with parking tickets, as you guys have avoided with the quarter situation that we brought up.
What's going on?
I've had
Jake?
A bout with parking tickets. That's my fault. I have been lazy and not feeding the meter or moving it to the garage where it's covered with pay.
You need to talk this out.
So I have been parking in the garage the last couple of days to avoid having the mess of having to chase down the meter guy or get there before the meter guy gets to my car.
He said about.
Let me do this for you. I can help with this thing. I will talk to future police chief Jeff Erkovich, and he will just take the tickets to him.
Can he just like
he can
clear my car and say,
Jeff Erkovich,
this car is always fine where it's at. Don't ticket it. It's okay.
Yes. We'll get a hold. I'll get a hold of Jeff. I saw him Saturday night, and he will handle this for
is
us.
Is that Bombeck's friend?
Bombeck's friend. Yes.
Derek Bombeck.
Yes, he sent me a picture on Sunday. He was in Bombeck's garage.
Is that right?
Yes.
See, you have connections.
Yeah. So I have connections. So Jeff Erkovich, chime in on fixing Jake's parking tickets.
What kind of legal danger are you in right now?
Yes. Are you could you all of a sudden be whisked out of here in cuffs?
We never know. For those guys, you never know.
If you left in cuffs, that would be something we'd like to see.
What'd Jake do? Parking violations. Too many tickets. Didn't pay him.
If they put that, if be careful with this.
The number of times I've been in a staff meeting, which would transfer over then to a team meeting, like, all right, we got 14 guys with parking tickets over $1,000. I mean, that would just be insane number of.
Are you serious right now?
College students? Oh, they get insane number of parking tickets. Yes, you get insane number.
We have 14 guys with parking tickets over 1,000.
Could be something like that. It'd be a lot. It was a number that was astounding to
then
me.
What is next in that?
You have zero options. You pay the parking.
You have
ticket.
To. There's no because otherwise they'll put a boot on your car.
They're gonna boot you, or then you can't. The bigger one is like. Okay, so you're a sophomore. You can't register. You can't do anything to this.
Because you have parking tickets.
So what if the kid doesn't have $1,000?
Well, they'll probably come up with some sort of a method of payment, probably.
Whoa.
Now they just go see Matt Davison.
Paco, my roommate, had $600 in tickets, and we didn't get his car for like 7 months. RIP to Paco, by the way. But Paco,
Yeah, it's real.
That's real. It was back when I was in college.
Remember
the fun days when you
We were terrified. I mean, we didn't know what to do. He was driving my truck all over town.
When you had the ticket, you get the ticket, then you just keep the ticket, and you always put it back on underneath your
never
wiper.
Thought of that.
Oh, that was a common one. Hey, I can fool them. That doesn't happen. But then you come back, and there's two of them there.
How do they know?
I don't know. It worked for a while back in the day. Now they just kind of scan your license, and so they have their way.
I think that job would be very, very low on the totem pole of anything I would ever be willing to do. There's not a single person that likes a parking person. You're talking about zero likability?
Yeah.
It's zero.
When you
because
see
you're never happy
by,
to see him. You run outside to either yell at them or say, oh, God, I'm covering it right now. You're never happy to see a parking meter person. And I was told by Luke at the mill, our friend Luke.
Luke's incredible.
He was talking to one of the people that is a parking person. He comes and gets coffee once in a while. Apparently, soon, they don't even have the meter people. They'll have a car that drives by that can assess if the meters are clocked and they can get your license plate.
Oh.
Not even put a ticket on your car and you get a notification in the mail that you owe money.
Not
that's
better
even worse.
Time.
You can't even run out to pay your meter before they get to it. So they're trying to find ways to get even more annoying, get more money, and really piss people off even more.
Oh, God, Bill.
So, Jeff, I'm not sure if that's in play yet or
future
not.
Future chief police.
Hey,
Please chime in on this.
I'm not sure if that's in operation right now, if it's going to be soon, but I'm hearing that is what's going to be happening very, very soon.
It's going to be...
If not now, with parking meters outside.
There's probably going to be a voice that comes out of the car from AI. Yes, there will be a voice that speaks to you from the car.
I'm glad you invoked AI in this conversation, because that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yes.
AI.
Eric,
Bill,
Eric.
What is this? Yes. Not.
Not better times.
No. God, I mean... After you said that, I'm thinking now,
also,
I will embrace the parking attendant if I see him. You're going away.
It was always so much fun to just to see how much, when you just grab a wad of change, and a lot of times you just have like nickels, you're like putting them in, like, oh, there's 7 minutes I just got. Oh, there's, what do I got here?
12 minutes.
Back in the day, Steve, when this first happened with parking meters, oh, it's so great. They would take pennies. They took pennies.
Pennies.
There was pennies.
It absolutely
was still a viable currency.
It was like a minute,
time.
Though, probably.
Yeah, it wasn't much, but there would be times that you might shove in 20 pennies in there. And then when you cranked it, it was a great feeling. Now it's just put your card in.
Yep.
What is that?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, don't get me started. Oh,
this sounds like a Bugaboo Wednesday already.
This whole
off
day
the bat
is we've went down a we've been
it's
down
a good rabbit hole. It's idle chit chat.
It is.
Who's this by?
RenewYourAuto.com.
David.
By the way, Mr. Blitzkrieg on YouTube said, I always give the parking enforcers the bird.
Ooh. Oh, how about that?
Ooh. Eric and Hickman.
Okay, all right.
Eric and Hickman says that the meter maids have no soul. They are the devil's spawn. Now, that's going a little bit far, Eric. They still are trying to make a living for themselves in some capacity. But yes, they are people you never want to see. You never smile at them. You're never happy to see them, ever.
Mr. Blitzkrieg, text back in. I think I met your parents. I think I met family members. I think it was at Make-A-Wish, if I'm
really?
Correct.
Mr. Blitzkrieg?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, they said he texted in as Mr. Blitzkrieg?
Yes. Yes.
So that'd be helpful. That'd probably tell the story.
Yeah, Please check in with that.
You know what? Also, one thing about parking that is upsetting is that you used to get warnings. They give you a warning. No fee. It's a warning. I got you, but you're good. Warnings don't exist anymore. It's give us all the money you have, empty your checking account, and give us every dollar you have. Tell me right now, has anybody in the city got a warning in the last 5 years? It's a ticket or it's nothing. It's a ticket or bust. There's no warnings anymore. They don't exist. They don't.
Very
well, I'm gonna have to kind of side of the parking people on this. I'm not really putting out someone because you don't know if the time's up. You don't know if it's been up by a minute or if it's been up for an hour. So I think the warning's gone away. I'm gonna have to.
I'm not a fan of this because I got several warnings. The thing is that thank you, I'll be better next time. Which of course I.
But you're warned. So there's
several.
So
warnings.
Why do a warning? Yeah.
Just save me $10.
Yeah.
You know.
So you're.
Thank you.
Your parents had to just live through pure hell with you.
This was post college. This was post college.
I know this. No, what I'm saying is they warned you, but you don't care about a warning. That doesn't do anything for
several
you.
Several warnings.
Several warnings.
It's problematic. That's what
I know myself and Steve, when we were being raised, if someone told us, I'm going to tell you something and warn you, we got right in line immediately.
Embarrassed.
Someone says, East Lincoln West says...
With the mustache.
There is a reality show revolving around meter maids. It's called Parking Wars.
Meter maids?
I've never seen that one before.
Sound like they're female.
Wasn't that Lovely Rita?
Lovely
Rita?
Meter maid. But meter maids are most of the time male. So I...
Yes,
do you remember
the meter maid
thing? What would you call them?
But the vehicle they drove...
Meter men?
Was almost like a... It was a three-wheeled machine. Remember the three-wheeled machine that they would drive?
Yes.
That was pretty remarkable. They'd whip around in that little cart and going spot to spot. You're right, though. Even when they're writing a ticket for somebody else that you don't even know, you're still like, man, it's not right.
Yeah, you want to flip them off.
I've never just, saw someone write a ticket to somebody else and just gave them the bird, though. I've never done that one.
Here's I'll give you an example. Jake. I'll give you an example of better times, though. And this, I don't think this happens anymore. And it happened at the Journal Star with Dave Wolfor, so I had to be like 19 or 18, so young. And I was in the office in the afternoon at the Journal Star downtown, and I didn't have a parking spot at that point. They eventually would give you a parking spot, but I didn't have one, so I was always parking in the meters and always getting tickets. And one time, it was afternoon, and I had to go cover a game in Crofton, and I was going down to my truck early afternoon, and it was on the hitch. And it was on. They're towing it away.
Uh-oh.
And I said, "Oh, I said I can't. I need this for work." And back then, so 1986 or 87, you get $10, I'll take it off the hitch.
Yeah.
And I didn't have $10, college kid, but I ran up to my boss, Dave Wolforth, and said, "They got my truck on the hitch. I need $10." Gave me $10, ran back down off the hitch.
And off the Crofton you went.
Off the Crofton. Yeah, to cover a game. Then I couldn't file because I didn't know how to work the computer. But.
Sounds like a great day. It's a banner day for you there.
Sam.
I called in on a payphone. Anyway, that was $10. $10 to take it off the hook. Now, I don't know if they put it on the hook, if you could still pay. Now, you might just be a bribery situation. I'll give you a couple hundred if you just take it off. They might take that. Would you pay a couple hundred?
I don't know, but I think that
I pay 100.
It's such fair business in my opinion. I would if someone said, "Well, you can't do that." No, that's fine. Take the bribe. Take the money.
I don't think it was bribe. I think that was the policy. If you have $10, we'll take it off. Okay. I don't think it was bribery.
Now, that wouldn't work now. It'd take much more.
Yeah, $10. That. That was 87. No. Yeah, 1988 or 87.
Imagine that one. Hey, give you $5. Yeah, whatever, dude.
All right, well, that's a start.
That's funny. Times it by
20.
Exactly. Let's get a hundy out here.
Whatever, dude. Yeah.
Good try.
Yeah. Come on.
All right, Idle Chit Chat sponsored by.
By the way, Mr. Blitzkrieg says you met his uncle, Dave. He's the owner of Glass Edge. Maybe he wants to advertise. Dave, give us a call. 464-5685.
It was Dave that I met.
Okay.
And I'm confusing him with someone else. That's correct. Okay, I'm 100% with Dave. I know that. He was at our table. Yes, okay.
He might be less apt to advertise with us if he knows you're a fugitive from justice.
It's possible. I'll be better. Dave, I'll be better. I promise. I'll be better. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Renew. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray in bed liners, paintless dent repair at more at renewyourauto.com. We are in, I would say, a very annoying couple weeks right now in college basketball because of Nebraska's position in the tournament and potential bracketology.
Mm-hmm. Jake was very much on edge this morning pre-show.
I had a mini meltdown because Bill laid out what I'm terrified of, and I think that's what Nebraska's headed towards right now, which, of course, is...
There's a great chance we're heading to Dayton.
The play-in route.
Right now, Jake talked about it. It's you really can't change your status very much.
If you're a 10th or 11th seed right now...
Which you are.
That's about where you're going to be, even if you went out.
Joe Lenardi, 11th seed. Yeah. Jerry Palm, 10th seed. Andy Katz, 10th seed. Mike DeCourcy, 10th seed.
And you should say that Lunardi has them as their last four in, which means that's Dayton. Lunardi has them in Dayton right
against
now.
Against Oklahoma. 11 versus 11.
There's going to be that 11 versus 11, because of like an SEC being so strong, you're going to draw a team. You're going to go, oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
So anyway, so me and Jake had that conversation. Jake had a mini meltdown.
Well, I just know that there's really, it's going to happen. If Nebraska makes the tournament, what did I text you last night, Sip? You can read that to people.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we had a short conversation.
You're doing your own.
Something came up before that, and then I responded with this.
You don't want to know.
Yeah.
Honestly, you don't.
These text chasers.
You don't know.
They're scary.
Yeah. They're scary.
But this one,
you don't want to be involved.
I gave him the wherewithal to say this on the airwaves because what did I say?
Anything about shaving your head? We have some things you're going to shave your head.
I did not say anything about shaving my head.
You did say I haven't watched the NBA since 2004.
That's the text last night, yeah.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Georgia. So last night, this may be what you guys were talking about. Georgia beat Florida. Georgia beat Florida.
At home, number three, Florida.
And the thing was, Georgia, they were pretty much out. They were. Georgia was, they were not
getting
in.
They're probably in the next four out, and now you get a massive win.
Now it's a massive win beating Florida.
Georgia beat Florida. Bad for Nebraska. Okay, so he wrote bad for Nebraska. He said, I'm annoyed by it, and it's not even tomorrow yet. I just wrote Dayton.
I responded with
because
this.
Dayton is where you'd play the play-in game.
Yes, it's kind of going to the portal. Type
and my response
place, like
was
going to Wichita.
Was what, Sip?
His response was very typical of Jake. Hey. I will be so pissed. Give me no dance over Dayton.
No dance over Dayton. You'd go. You'd rather
because,
go.
Because
hang on.
I'll let you handle this, Bill.
Jake, you can't. Jake, you wear the juvenile.
Yes.
Jacket. And you can't tell me you'd rather have him not in than playing in Dayton.
Because it's going to come down to what my fear has always been about Nebraska basketball and getting a monkey off their back is having their first ever tournament win be in the play-in game, which is not an 11 versus 6 seed. It's an 11 seed versus an 11 seed. It's not in the tournament. We will fight for this forever. I will never back down on my stance.
Again.
I just know that they're going to win that game, and they're going to lose the game after that, and we're going to say, did they win a tournament game, or did they win a play-in game to make the tournament? That is the Nebraska way.
I will agree with Jake that is incredibly annoying. It's incredibly annoying if they are in a play-in game. Now, me and Bill, we're not ganging up on you, but we both feel that it is the turn. You're in the tournament.
There's no way you can say you're not. That's why they say Field of 68. I wish it wasn't. I wish it wasn't that. I wish it was just 64
it
is.
Right.
They just keep extending, and they want to expand more. But no, if you're in it, because teams have went from the play-in game to the Final Four.
Right.
So that means if you're not in it, you have no chance.
Well, they put in to get to the tournament.
But people may be screaming on the text line, they should change the name of – see, play-in is the problem. So you're playing to get
in. The play-in isn't called play-in by the NCAA tournament. And that's by the
might as well be.
And you can also say, well, you're just playing to get into the field of 64, but you're in the field of 68, so you're in.
The big question is when they set it at 68, are all 68 teams then do they have a chance to win the tournament?
Yes.
That ends it.
Now, how can you
the
push 69th back on that
team
logic?
Doesn't get in.
I push back because I go off of seeding wins. You can't beat the same seed as you and count as a win.
No.
When a 16 beats a 1, that's a big story. 15 beats a 2, big story. 11 beats 11, that's just to get in the dance.
That's a
play-in game.
Can I take time to thank Bill Bush for that logic that I'd never heard? That is the perfect trump card. You can win the tournament. Because why?
You're in the tournament. If you're not in, it's not a case. No.
If we can't convince you off that logic, then we'll never convince you.
Jake, people want to push back, but they're wrong.
The point of the tournament. If you are a higher seed, like a 10, 11, 12, it's called an upset when you beat a 6 seed or a 5 seed or a 4 seed.
Jake, say that
you beat
an
11
upset
seed,
has nothing to do
it's
with
the
whether...
same seed. You're the same team. You're not supposed to play the same team when you're playing in the dance. It's a tournament.
But you can win the tournament.
Seeded.
That's it.
I understand where you're coming 68. From.
If you listen to all, there'll be major radio shows every night. What's the number one radio show every night?
I don't know.
Field of 68. That's what they say. Field of 68. It's not Field of 64 plus two play-ins.
Bottom line is you're eligible to win the tournament.
Eligible to win the tournament. And that would be good for Nebraska, to be eligible to win the tournament. So when you fly to Dayton, you're going like, let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's do it. And then you're going to show them. I think it was UCLA, I believe, went from a 11 seed from Dayton all the way to the Final Four a couple years ago.
The year they had the guy in the Heat. You know his name?
For UCLA?
Yeah. Yeah. Plays for the Heat now. Long hair. I think he's a Spaniard.
Oh, Jaime Jaquez.
Yeah.
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. That guy.
Okay, now here's the deal, Bill. Now, part of this, though, is that all that aside, yeah. Jake's annoyed, and I share his annoyance.
I'm fine with his annoyance.
But it's something else. Yeah. It's always Nebraska trying to squeak in the tournament.
The fact that we have to be watching other teams and hoping that they lose to make your resume better is just not a great way to live. And it's always the way it is when Nebraska's on the fringe of out or on the fringe of in. Yeah. Like last year, they were an 8 seed, so I guess they were somewhat comfortably in. But there was still trepidation the last week saying, okay, I think they're in. I'm not sure.
Isn't that crazy, though, that they were an 8 seed last year and they were third in the Big Ten?
Yeah.
Weren't they third?
Yeah, they were third.
Third in the Big Ten was an 8 seed.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Because right now, whoever third in the Big Ten will not be an 8 seed.
But it's always the case. It's never, maybe they can get a 3. They did, at Danny Knee's era, get a 3 seed. But one time. And then bowed out.
This is why this is a hot button topic. Because I get back-to-back texts on the text line, 464-5685. Old dad says, Jake, I agree with you, sir. The very next text. Sean in Eagle says, Jake, idiot take here.
Wow.
Back-to-back text, very different size. It's a hot-button topic because people share the same fear that, oh, my God, we're going to count the first ever win if they get it in the play-in round.
That's where the whole thing comes down to.
You're trying to set history. We beat an 11 seed to make the tournament.
It's almost as if, and I know Jake would have a hard time with this, it's almost as if, if they're in the 11 versus 11, then Jake's like, I'm not sure I want to win this. Because now our first
What would I text Sip? Yeah. I said rather not make the dance and go to Dayton. Also, think about this. Selfishly for Nebraska fans who like to travel and be part of this, now instead of getting the bracket on Sunday and say, okay, we're playing Thursday or Friday in Cleveland or Milwaukee, we're playing for sure Tuesday or Wednesday in Dayton. And then we might be playing in Milwaukee or Cleveland.
But hold on, time out. You're going to see him play twice. That's the whole joy of sport.
Or you go to Dayton and you go to playing around and lose.
Now, Bill, I'm a little with Jake on this one because you have the wherewithal to go to Dayton and Cleveland. I guess those would be all right because that would be
unlikely, though.
What if it's Dayton and
Providence?
Yeah, something stupid.
Wichita. You got to go to Dayton and come back to a place you could have driven to.
He's got a point there. It's annoying. I think you would just skip the Dayton trip and hope that.
I think you probably do.
Yeah. And hope they win. But then what Jake would say, he wouldn't say this, but I would say it. Then you're not there for their first ever NCAA tournament.
There has to be some sort of a tie.
He is annoyed.
Oh, look at it.
The whole thing. I know how this goes.
We have a situation.
Shook my head.
Oh,
and I'm not mad at you guys. I'm mad at the situation that Nebraska basketball has
put
themselves
in. We're not mad at you, Jake, either.
Thank you.
Three-legged stool.
Can we all be mad at Nebraska ball together for being in the situation?
I
think you guys are rooting for them to be in Dayton so I can be in just pure hell and misery over here.
I'm not. See, and I don't think anything changes, too. 3 wins, I still think you're a 10 seed. You're not an 11 seed. You're a 10 seed.
Yeah.
I don't think it changes.
Well, no, do we, Bill, there's still a league tournament where you can enhance your resume.
Other teams on the bubble can also enhance their resumes with maybe bigger wins than Nebraska can get.
Yeah.
Glass half full.
I mean, Georgia just played back-to-back games against Alabama or Kentucky and Florida, and they beat Florida. Like you've got Minnesota, Ohio State, and Iowa left. Those teams can only hurt you. They can't. Ohio State would be a quad one win. It would be on the road.
I like the pressure on Nebraska. I like it. It's fun, right? There's pressure. The Saturday game is really meaningful now.
Minnesota got stomped last night.
They did?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, they got stomped.
Jake, get that number. Get that number first.
Did you watch the game, Bill?
I did not. I watched a little bit, just a touch of Mississippi State and Alabama. Mississippi State's on, they've lost like 5 in a row. They're just getting, they were ranked. They're every game, who they lose to? Oh, it's like Auburn, Tennessee.
Can I toot my own horn?
Do it. Toot.
This is not it's not really toot my own horn. Pitino came out. Did you see what Pitino said about the Indiana job?
Rick Pitino?
Yes.
No.
He said they'd be crazy not to hire who?
Chris Beard.
Mm. I don't know why Pitino jumped all over it, but he said, I know him a little bit, but he's perfect for the job. That's what that's what I thought. My search would start with Chris Beard. And they'll get him if they want him. And that would be perfect. Okay, now what was the score of the Minnesota
game? The score was Northwestern goes into Minnesota and wins 75-63, a 12-point win. Northwestern has won road games at Ohio State by 21 and Minnesota by 12.
It's a horrible loss.
And they were up by 20 against Nebraska before the big comeback. I mean, they're not playing horrific basketball.
No, I know they're not, but that's a bad loss for Minnesota. Yeah. I mean, that's okay. You're getting Minnesota a good time, in my opinion.
Yeah, agreed.
Nebraska will.
Martinelli had 29 points for Northwestern last night.
He's going to lead the Big Ten in scoring.
Yeah, he is. Dawson Garcia, 26 for Minnesota. He's a top five score in the league also.
I got to think Minnesota's reeling coming in here.
Well, all of a sudden, then they beat a UCLA on the road. I mean, so
I know.
So crazy stuff happens. Who would have thought? I don't care where they're playing. I told you my pick to win it all
Florida.
Is Florida. And they lose to Georgia. Georgia's like 12th in the league.
You should
still, still potentially a tournament team out right now, but potentially.
You could still pick Florida to win it all.
Yeah,
absolutely. It doesn't change it. But 100%. Yeah, but but last night no one has said, I bet Georgia gets after them.
No,
they were up by like, they had a 20. 26. They were down 26 and I think tied it. Florida
was down 26.
Minnesota has six Big Ten wins, so they're capable, obviously.
Yeah.
No, but Nebraska, I like it. I like that they have pressure on them. It's good. That's good pressure. You're trying to make the tournament. Can't lose the game. I don't know. Can you lose the game and still make the tournament?
With Minnesota?
No, Nebraska. Can you lose to Minnesota?
I don't. That's a pretty damning loss. That's a quad.
I think it's
two.
The only way if you lost to a Minnesota, and Iowa got stomped too.
They did.
If you lost to Minnesota, you have to do something in the tournament to get in. That would be my guess.
And you got to beat Ohio State.
Yeah,
you got to win. You got to win at the minimum two of the last three games. Plus, if it's Minnesota that lost, you got to win for sure. Yeah, one or two Big Ten tournament games.
I told you guys. I mean, you could see the pressure on Fred in the game, and then the post game you saw it too. You know, I mean, but that's good. That's fine. It's not bad pressure. You're trying to get in the tournaments. It's not, shouldn't be a cakewalk unless you're.
We talk about a roller coaster, though. Think about this. If they don't come, you know, they came back and beat Northwestern. If they had, and this would be their stretch, they would have had one, they would have lost six straight games, won four, and lost four. If they had not beat Northwestern, it'd be just this complete up and down roller coaster.
It's been extreme this year. It's been extreme. That's why it's hard. The only thing that makes sense to me about this team in trying to evaluate it is their floor is really low, but their ceiling's pretty high. Like, when they're good, they're pretty good. Like, they can win in the tournament if they play really well. If they play poorly, they could not make the tournament. I mean, they're kind of a scary team that way.
It's pretty profound.
For the fan base.
If they play really good, they'll win.
Well, but you could say but if you could say that about some bad teams. If they play really
good,
well, they're still not
going to win.
No. Yeah. But Nebraska, if they play really well, they could beat.
I just wonder
they
what
could beat a five seed.
It'd be interesting to have a Strickland ask him the question. Or
you don't need Strickland. You got me.
The basketball. I know Class A, Columbus.
Right.
Two guard, and not a point. He didn't handle the ball well. Gadowski would shut him down and steal the ball from him.
So we heard that.
To give the ball up.
And hey, you told us yourself.
Now you're coming off screens. It's okay. It's all right. But the question is, like, what do you do? Because right now, isn't the biggest concern with Nebraska is there's one concern. The ball is just clanking off the rim. It's not going through the rim. And so,
Except for Bryce.
Yeah, but my point is that that's the biggest issue right now. If you just take the numbers from the other day, it's
ball's
like, oh my.
You had guys on your own court go 0 for 10 and 2 for 13.
And we talked about that, how defense travels. When you play in all these different arenas, that's when these teams just live by the three and all of a sudden they got to go play in a dome. It's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
So when you play in every gym, it's different. Mm-hmm. Advantage for the home team.
Yeah.
So for the home team to be clanking like that.
Yeah.
And Michigan had really good length. But they
weren't good defense.
But they weren't insane defenders on the perimeter.
Not on the perimeter. They guarded the rim really well.
Yeah. They did. But Nebraska had a lot of really good looks.
They did.
They had a lot of really good looks.
Including the Assisian three, which was, again, we could say Bryce should have driven all the time. The fact is Assisian had a wide open look in motion, and he just clanked it.
Got to make the tournament, guys. Got to make the tournament.
Preferably the
11th seed.
No.
Is it bad that I kind of hope that's what it is?
I know you.
I do.
I want me to be in torture.
I'm going to torture. I just because it'll just cause so Again, what am I looking for? Material.
That would be material.
If they get in as the 10 seed, it's like, okay, they're in the 10 seed. They're not whatever seed. Okay,
that
here we
would
go.
Be material.
But that would be if they're playing in the play, and there would be, because Jake would be so torn. Well, here they go.
You will need to pay for his psychiatric help. Joe Lunardi, to review, has Nebraska as 11 seed.
Which is?
Last four in.
Which is?
Which is an 11. You play Dayton.
Thank you.
You play in Dayton. He has against Oklahoma. Now, Jerry Palm, 10 seed.
Thank you, Jerry.
He has him playing Louisville and Cleveland. Now, you would like that,
he'd win
right?
that game.
Yeah. Andy Katz. Now, I will say this. Andy Katz has him as a 10 seed playing Memphis in Cleveland. I don't like that matchup because Memphis is really athletic.
I don't think you like the Louisville matchup.
Yeah,
either.
They're pretty athletic.
I don't
too.
Think you want to.
Is there one that we do like? I mean,
I don't know. If you're a 10 seed,
yeah, it's going to be hard.
There's not a lot of great matchups. You're going to go, I like this one.
No, here's one. DeCourcy, this brings back Beard into the conversation. DeCourcy has Nebraska as a 10 playing Ole Miss, a 7 in Milwaukee. Okay. JBR Bracketology has him as 11 seed, and T3 Bracketology has him as 11
I think seed. The bracketology is just craziness because they redo the bracket every night.
Every night
it gets redone. And it's so fluid of what can happen. And what's going to happen right now, was it 3 or 4 days ago, they showed the Big Ten tournament, the brackets, what it would be right now. And they're all like, yeah, this isn't what it's going to be, though.
Right.
This is not the brackets
it's
of the tournament.
It's sort of just fun.
It's kind of fun to. Yeah. Well, remember Jake came in? This is 2 weeks ago. My life's over. We're playing UConn.
I did.
And I'm like, Jake, easy. I don't know if that's factual.
Like, it's a month out, Jake. It's over a month out.
It's a month out,
Why don't
Jake.
You calm yourself?
I don't know if we're going to get UConn.
And then Auburn after that if we win.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You get Auburn.
Yeah. Jake was very upset.
That's pretty typical. When we come back, some teams want the tush push.
Oh,
this
is a good discussion.
We'll discuss that next in an early break on the ticket. Coffee talk.